Nick?
She cuts in, her expression unreadable.
I know.
She won't meet my gaze, and for one of the first times in my life, I react on impulse. Softly, I catch her chin between my thumb and forefinger. The lightest touch I've ever given to another person. Look at me, Kukla. The words emerge raspy, the Greek endearment rolling off my tongue before I can even question its very existence. But it does the trick. Mina looks at me, full on, zeroed in, and it rocks me to my fucking soul. Honey rimmed with amber, the smallest mole on the slope of her nose. Last night it was too dark out for me to notice its existence, but I do now. I take in my fill, studying every aspect of her face like I do a job site before I begin the restoration process. In my day-to-day life, I handle the finest antiques, most fragile buildings that I bring back to life for another generation to enjoy. I've never touched anything, or anyone, more important than I am right now. Her chin trembles beneath the roughened pads of my fingers, and I finally give in by planting one hand above her head on the wall. The stairwell is cramped and not well spaced. Hardly any 19th century brownstones are. And I breathe in her scent. Citrus. A hint of something sweet like rose or lavender. Vulnerability. The latter cloaks the air around us. I don't blame you for jumping the gun, but I wasn't thinking of sex when I offered to take on the hydrotherapy room at full cost. Mina's tongue flicks out to touch her bottom lip.
You were staring at my mouth.
My cock, traitorous bastard that he is, perks up. I shift my hips back away from temptation. It'd be all too easy to haul her up into my arms and grind my erection into her, but that defeats the purpose of this conversation in the first place. Think of Yaya, cowed lambs, man, just think of anything but her lips. Unfortunately, lying has never been one of my strong suits. I stare down at her and hear the words of damnation echo in the stairwell. I wanted to kiss you. When her brows shoot up in surprise, I hastily add, not that it matters. What does matter is that I wanted to do the room for you. Not as a favor, not in pity, but because I know how it feels to want something so badly you can taste it, and yet, because of circumstances out of your control, that fate no longer belongs to you. She visibly swallows. And maybe I'm absorbing some of her reckless habits, because my fingers leave her chin and trace her jawline, and swoop down. The heel of my palm rests against her collarbone as my fingers curl around the nape of her neck. More, the new reckless part of me begs. And I nurture the demand by pressing my forehead to hers. Voice low, I urge, say something. Another swallow. And this one I can feel under my hand like a secondary pulse.
I appreciate the gesture, Nick.
But?
But it feels like a handout.
Mina.
I know it's not one.
Her hand scrapes over mine, her short nails dancing over my skin.
But thank you for the offer. And I'm sorry for lumping you in with a group where you don't belong. You were trying to help, and I jumped down your throat prematurely.
The words wind my heart like a tightly strung coil.
Every person who's ever made you feel less than is an asshole.
She meets my stare, and the slopes of our noses collide in a gentle bump. The list is mighty.
Ignore them.
Already done. I'm not. I skim my hand up, cupping her jaw. I'm not like them, Mina.
I know,
she whispers. Beneath my palm, her pulse flutters like a butterfly trapped in a mason jar. I study her features, tracing the lines of a face I thought I knew as well as my own. 24 years. And yet it feels like I don't know her at all. Not the almond shape of her eyes, nor the sparse split of hair in her left eyebrow near the tail. not the tiny scar on her right cheek that shades lighter than her olive skin, nor the slight widow's peak of her hairline. Opening my mouth, I let the admission escape that could ruin us both. I'm dying to know how you taste. Her chest heaves and grazes mine. Above her head, I curl my fingers inward. I don't give a damn about the deal. My lips press to her forehead. I don't give a damn about who else who what. Down I travel over the crooked bridge of her nose, purposely pausing over the bump. I don't give a damn about what Effie might say, or that I'm not supposed to want you. A lingering kiss to her cheek. And I don't give a damn that I'm not the kind of guy who does flings and you're not the kind of girl who does long term. I move east, teasing, with my lips hovering over hers. I soak in her shuddering breath that wafts over my mouth, and I fucking relish the way her nails bite into my skin, anchoring my hand to her jawline. I need to kiss you, I murmur, refusing to eliminate the final distance between us. I need her, desperate like me, as stripped down to the bone as I feel. Nothing less will do. Purposefully, I press my weight into hers, and her throaty moan is a melody I could play on repeat for the rest of my life. Goddamn perfection. Tell me no, and we'll stop this right now. No one will ever know that we almost.
Stop talking and kiss me, Nick.
She doesn't need to tell me twice. I crash my mouth down over hers and let myself free fall into possibly the worst decision of my life. But hell, kissing her doesn't feel like a mistake. No, it feels like we've spent years working towards this one moment, dancing around each other, throwing barbs that carry more meaning than either of us have ever admitted. It feels like fate.